Yuma Paragimu Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ve'elu l'gnai. Here the Mishnah says the not so, or rather less pleasant part of the equation, that the same way there were those that gave of their koiches, of their assets, to be meroimim the Beis Hashem, there were those that held on to pieces of zich, of tovus hanoah, and they didn't give what they could have given. This is a tree on all of us on a lot of different levels. Ve'elu l'gnai, shol beis garmu. It was a mishpacha beis garmu. They were the bikiim, and had to bake the lechem upon them. It was a very intricate process. Chazal referred to it as a teva prutza. It's like a, it sort of has a table effect that they're flat on the sides, but it comes up, and they, it doesn't meet at the top. There's parts of both sides that come up, and they angle over, but they don't meet. So it had to be made with enough strength to hold the sides, even though it didn't have the strength of being able to hold the whole thing on top together. And the metal effect was a very intricate process, and how to make the flour exact, and how to bake it exact, how much water to put in, how to knead it exactly. They were the ones who were bekim, not only in the afir, but also the being roidim in apas, taking them out of the oven. In fact, the Gemara has a ganze maisa, daf lamed ches, where they, because they didn't want to share the secrets with anybody else, so the chachomim brought umnin from Alexandria b'Mitzrayim. They knew how to bake it properly with the whole tzuras hadvarim, but they weren't able to be roidim in apas. And because of that, the lechem, they had to change a little bit, or they had to take that, had to bake it out of the oven in order to be able to take it. They couldn't keep it in the oven long enough, then they wouldn't be able to get it out, so the lechem upon them went bad. You know, the lechem upon them was fresh from Shabbos to Shabbos b'derech nes, but since it wasn't made properly, didn't have that skula, and because of that, they called back the Beis Garmu. Beis Garmu said, oh, you don't want us, is nish. They didn't come back. They had to be koyful schorim. I can see there was a piece of self here. They were serving, and it was takal reimim beis alikenu, but there was a little bit zich. That was the nekuda. So beis haftinas l'rotzu l'lamed al maisa k'teris. The same idea was making the k'teris in a way that the spices themselves are pretty straightforward. But had to mix them together then with the mala oshon, that the smoke would go up from the haktorah on a straight line, that wasn't a pashta zach. They were the ones who knew it. So the Gemara, again, the same type of idea. They brought other umdin, lemaisa. They were able to make the samam on him. That wasn't the hard part, but the mala oshon was the hard part, and they didn't want to teach it. Hugreis ben Levi, hoyedeh perek b'shir v'leirotza lamid. Oh, so hard. You get another band leader, kiviyoko, to teach. There was something miyuchad about his perek b'shir. The Gemara says that he was able to make a certain type of coil. He used his fingers in his mouth and in his throat in a way that the voice that came out of him was something otherworldly. It was mamish b'espashtus agashmis. Think about shira, about listening to something that would mamish. If a normal song is meraimim, and if you hear 10,000 people sing together, if you hear the levim and they sang with this hanomas hakoil, but even with the aliyah ruchnis that it created was an otherworldly experience. And he didn't want to share it with others. Ben kamtzo l'rotzo l'lamen al maisa haksav. This was the maisa haksav that he was able to write the Shem HaMeforish Dalet Oisiyos Bibas Achas. So it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash per se. Stamazoi. L'remim Shem Hashem, that the Ksiva of Hashem, Havaya, could be written with the Dalet Oisiyos. This way there's no Hefsik. It's written, and it's also the Kedusha is Chal Arba Oisiyos Bibas Achas. The Mordik Hoisofa in the Kedusha is Hashem. L'maisa, what the Mishnah says over here is very harsh. Shal HaRashonim Nema Zeche Tzadik Levrocha. On the first list. V'aleilu Nema V'shem Rishon Yirkov. Rishoyim. The Sant, Chazal's Kvirs. L'maisa, the Yerushalmi over here has a shocking Hoisofa. The Bavli leaves off at this. The Yerushalmi says that after the Chubin Abayis, the Gemara Lamed Ches says after the Chubin Abayis, so there was one of these craftsmen from these mishpachas. I think it was Beis Aftinas from the Keteris, and Rabbi Kiva said they didn't want to teach it for any money in the world. The advice is Beis Aftinas was kula l'shem shemayim, and he was moedah that they did the right thing. So it could be that when you finish off the Mishnah al elu, maybe it's not going on Beis Aftinas.
Maybe it's only going on the ones that that clearly we're not kul l'shem shemayim. That's Yerushalmi say sofa. Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. We're back now to the Seder Avodah. We took a little bit of a detour then the Perek Gimel. We're back now to the Seder Avodah of the Shnei Seirim, where by the Pesach of the Azorah, together with the Kohen Gadol, in the Mizrach Tzofen of the Azorah, Toraf Bekalfi, we saw that the Kalfi was an upgraded Kalfi of Zov. He stuck his hand in. The Helo Shnei Gerolis, he pulled out the two Gerolis. Echad Kosvalov Lashem, Echad Kosvalov LaZozel. The reason why he had to be Toraf, which means to grab it, is that the Indian that will be in his bar over here is that there was a clear Ashgocha Protis, which was a similar Latoy for all of Klal Yisrael. If he brought up the name Lashem, the Kalfi that was Lashem, in his right hand. So in order that nobody should suspect that it, because he felt the letters on it, so he took them out quickly. He didn't feel around in the box. Now he pulled out both. Haskan b'mina v'roish b'esav l'smoyle, like we said before. Im shel shem ola b'minoi. If the one that's in his right hand is the shem Hashem. Haskan oimelo ishi koin godol hagba yimincha sho klal Yisrael. That what's written in the right hand. Harenu ois l'toivo. That what's written in the right hand is the shem Hashem. Vim shel shem ol b'smoyle, the Gemara says, last 40 years before Churban Bayis, it was clear the signs were there. The Gemara says there were some years that the Kohen Gadol wasn't worthy, and because of that, the Shem Hashem came up b'smoyle. The first 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, it always came up on the right side. But if it came up on the left side, Rosh Beis Avayim Eloi Yishu Kohen Gadol Hag Beis Smolcho. Nisonon al Shnei Seirim Vo'ima Lashem Chatos. He took the two Geirolos and he put it on the Shnei Seirim. The Geirol is Ma'akiv. That's what's Kevea. Briskerov state that the Kilu, the Yichud of the two Seirim, it's a little bit similar to the idea that we have, let's say, by Kinim, where there's Kedusha on the two birds. Even though one is not yet designated Chatos and one is not yet designated Elo, there's a Chalois Kedusha of a Kant Sipurim. There's no other carbon that you can be Miyachid, and be Miyachid, it has Kedusha's carbon. Which carbon? If it's not a Chatos, an Elo, Shlom, something specific, it's not Chal. A Kant Sipurim, even though one's going to be a Chatos, one's going to be an Elo, the Chalois Shem Kan itself is a shame, is a Kriya shame. Over here also, the two Seirim have Kedusha of the Shnei Seirim, that was Chal, before we started, but after the Goyrul shafts the Chalois Shem, Kedusha Slashem, and the Kedusha La'azazel. It's an important point because the Gemara has a machlokes with this, a machlokes Amiram, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yanai. Is the Haloas a Goyrul Kaveh, the Shem, Lashem, the Shem La'azazel, or it's the Hanoch? Even though the Hanoch really states in the Pasuk in the Torah, V'nos Han'aron al Shnei Asirim Goyrolos, he has to put it on. V'oyim Lashem Chatos, He's Magdashit Lechatos, and the other one's Lazozel. There's an interesante Chakira over here. Since normally every Avod is done B'yamin, L'chara, it would be seemingly right to take the one that's B'yamin, and to be Mekadosh, and to put it on, to do the Hanocha, switch the one that's in his left hand to his right hand, and do the Hanocha B'yamin, or maybe not. Since over here the Torah is Keveya, that the Yad Smel and the Yad Yamin have to work simultaneously, there's a choice of two, and because of two, there's two Hanochos, and there's two Kviusin, two Yichudim. So the left hand becomes part of the Yad Yamin, Lavoy Dezu. It's not the Chakira. It's Vasem, it's all this Kulad, it's Chakira. The Tanakama says that he says, Lashem Chatos. Yubishma Olam Elohe Yitzorach Olam Chatos, Elo Lashem. He doesn't have to say the word Chatos. The Pashtus is that when he said the word Lashem, he said the Shem Havaya, and Dosh Teit in the Mishnah, Veheinen and Achrov, like every time the Shem Hashem was mentioned, Kiksivosoi, Klal Yisrael had to say, Baruch Shem Kved Machus, Eloi Lom Voed.